going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. People weighing in. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Wondering how the hell Quincy Avery got a documentary made about him. he's been very successful with his business and tutoring, mentoring quarterbacks. I think there's probably some Deshaun residue on the entire Quincy Avery experience.
He's worked with some big name guys, and I think it always, you know, sometimes it's interesting because a guy might work with a guy a couple times over the course of several seasons, and then it's in that realm of personal trainers and QB coaches and what have you that they self promote a little bit.
So that's on Hulu. So Nick Caserio tonight, Seth, as of right now, will be picking 25th. If you were to ask me, gun to my head, do you think the Texans end up picking at 25th overall, or do they end up picking somewhere else? I would pick somewhere else right now. I think either a trade up, or I'm rooting more for a trade back than a trade up for the Texans. I'd like to dominate tomorrow. That would be fun.
I think that if what the Texans really want is a good offensive lineman, and that, you know, they don't want to stretch too far, too hard to get him, but that one of those guys, or at least two of the guys, like whether it's Gray Zabel or maybe Calvin Banks, or one of them start to slip past 15, that the Texans are going to start to think, all right, well, we've still got Donovan Jackson, offensive lineman. We've got Tyler Booker. He's still on the board. They might think, okay, we've got three or four guys that we like. Let's go ahead and get up four spots above where we are right now. Just so that we know for sure. Like if there's four guys available and we're at spot 17 or 18 in the draft, the Texans might say, all right, we're just going to move up four spots, and at least one of those guys that we like is guaranteed to be there. I think that would be the nice, the conservatively aggressive move that I could get behind with my lowering testosterone.
He's moved off of first round picks in each of the last three drafts. He moved back for Kenyon Green. He moved up for Will Anderson. He moved out of the first round altogether in the Kamari Lassiter / Stephon Diggs, you know, let that whole chain of events. I think that this is what's interesting tonight. One of the things that Rick Smith used to be good at as GM is he was very good at picking in the first round.
He's
great with his first round picks. And oftentimes was not picking second or third, you know, picking way up in the draft where your odds of hitting become much higher. I think that's what I think about a little bit tonight. Like, okay, this is a 25th overall pick, and this is a first rounder. I feel like it's crucial the Texans hit on this because of where they are in the Super Bowl tapestry right now. They view themselves as a team that can contend. I mean, Rick Smith had a really good run. Like these were his first round pick. And I'm not saying Rick Smith is better than Nick Caserio at all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that is one of the, if we're looking at Nick so far, Seth, if we're looking at one of the things that we can't check the box yet, it is finding players in that meaty part of the first round. Been good on day two. Been really good at the top of the draft. Like, excellent. Stingley, Stroud, Will Anderson are going to be foundational players for this team for however long. That meaty part of the first round, the only pick he's had there was Kenyon Green at 15, and that was a failure. Just for purposes of context here, from 2008 through 2017, so for a decade of first-round picks, Rick Smith picked Dwayne Brown 26th, Brian Cushing 15th, Kareem Jackson 20th, J.J. Watt 11th, Whitney Mercilus 26th, DeAndre Hopkins 27th, then you're picking first and you take Clowney. Kevin Johnson, 16th, not great. And then Will Fuller, 16th, which, you know, injuries. And then he traded up for Deshaun Watson, which was fine for a few years until it wasn't. I mean, that's a track. I would sign up for that decade of first-round picks, minus how it ended for Deshaun, probably. I would sign, if I'm an NFL team, I would sign up for that, the equivalent of that, for the next 10 years in the first round easily.
When you get to the latter part of the first round, where the Texans are right now, DeAndre Hopkins is probably the gold standard for, hey, this guy did everything that you'd want him to do in terms of production, but there were reasons that he's not going to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Most notably, he was slow by wide receiver standards.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing there are a lot of teams that thought maybe the Texans were reaching even for DeAndre Hopkins because he's so slow. There's very few guys that test like the DeAndre Hopkins that ended up being really good wide receivers. Either you've got your Anquan Boldens and types like that. But it ended up being a brilliant pick. That was probably one of the best of them. I think that's where Tyler Booker kind of reminds me of that. Man, all right, Tyler Booker has produced at a high level for a long time in a really tough conference, but he just doesn't test well athletically. And I guess I should be less nervous about the athleticism of a guard than the athleticism of a wide receiver.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That part of it makes sense if you take Tyler Booker with the 25th pick overall.
Yep. Man, but that's a pretty good run. Like, picks 20 and later in that period, you got Dwayne Brown, Kareem Jackson, Whitney Mercilus, and DeAndre Hopkins. That's really, really good. Let's see, too many text message. A lot of people weighing in on the draft tonight. People are into it. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Too many teams ahead of the Texans need offensive linemen not to move up. The three won't be there. And I think the three that this text provided, I wonder if they're referring to the three guys that were in the either or I gave you.
Yeah.
Because I do think at least one, I think Donovan Jackson will be there. I think the three they may be referring to, Seth, are the three big tackles, Will Campbell, Armon Membu, and Kelvin Banks get kind of bunched together.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm guessing there's somebody that's listening on the Rewind app and they were talking specifically. Because, there's no – the top offensive tackles are probably pretty much –
they're out of the range.
Acknowledge they're unattainable. Yeah. They're definitely not going to be there at 25.
You're probably right.
Kelvin Banks, I don't think – people say – it almost seems like people think it's a slam dunk. Kelvin Banks will go in the top 15. I'm not convinced of it, but I don't think he'll be there at 25.
Yeah.
So the Texans would trade up for him. Tyler Booker and Donovan Jackson, those are the other two guys. So we talked about Kelvin Banks, Donovan Jackson, and Tyler Booker. I think it's very, very possible that those two guys are going to be available at 25, at least one of them.
If those are your three, I think you can stay at 25 and get one of those guys.
Yeah, plus you got to remember, man, those teams that need offensive linemen also need other positions as well. Everybody is living in a world where offensive line is such a hot spot. So I don't think that there are a lot of guards, and I know Donovan Jackson is listed as a tackle in some spots. I look at him as a guard. I just don't think there's that many teams that are going to really stretch to get those guys.
I agree. I think there will be guards there to take at 25.
I think Gray Zabel, too, is one that I think a lot of teams...
Another guard.
Gray Zabel is probably all over the place on various teams' draft boards.
Yeah.
There's some teams that are really high on him. There's some teams that are probably like, I just don't know. I'd like him in the second round. So that's a big wild card for me because I see him in a lot of the bigger name mock drafts going really high, and I'm not 100% convinced of
if
that.
If the grades they have on the three... Put Kelvin Banks aside because I do think he's going to be gone. If you wait at 25... Like if you were to ask me, do I think, and I'm basing a lot of this on just the mocks that we trust, that kind of thing, that one of the three of Tyler Booker, Gray Zabel, or Donovan Jackson is going to be there at 25. If you had to say you got to stay at 25 and hope one of them's there, you're not allowed to trade up.
Yeah.
I would say fine. I think one of them will be there at 25.
I've grown skeptical of Nick trading out of the first round completely. Part of that is that I think last year they thought they were going to be able to trade back up into the first round, and it was actually really hard to trade back up into the first round last year.
Yeah.
And that was a bit of a surprise that it was as hard as it was to trade up last year. Like the pre-draft forecasts for how easy or hard it's going to be to trade are not always that accurate.
Yeah.
But I think that they do there's just no reason for them to not really like the prospect of getting a first-round offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I know, like, Nick can say that they don't draft for position or what have you. It just lines up pretty damn well that a position they really need to upgrade is going to have some options there in the back half of the first round.
Yeah. My counterpoint to the trading, but the difficulty of trading back into the first-round part, which was definitely true, is they did wind up with Kamari Lassiter. You know, they did wind up, you know, they still wound up whole on that whole thing, I think, you know, at 42. Like, them not being able to trade back into the first round didn't wind up being catastrophic at all for them.
Right. No, I wasn't saying that it was. Yeah. I'm saying that it's not always as simple as like, oh, in this draft, it's easy to trade up in the first round. Or this draft, it's hard to trade up.
Yeah,
in
I just don't think it'll deter him from trading back this year is all. Like, the inability.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, Peyton.
Well, I guess my point there was that if he's going to get super creative and thinks, oh, I've got a good offer, I'm going to trade out, and then we'll go back up into the first round.
Yeah.
I don't think he might have learned a lesson about just, you know, just assuming that you're going to be able to do
that.
That's
totally fair.
Last year it felt like they had traded out of the first round, but they figured at some point, because that was well before the draft when they traded out of the first round.
Yeah, it was like a month before.
At some point we'll be able to get back up there, and then a month later, no, they couldn't get back up there.
They never did, yeah. Hot take, Ewers goes before Sanders. That's a text message to Jim Adler. That is a hot take. That is a smoking hot take. Ewers goes before Shedeur Sanders. Would you care to make it interesting, sir? I'll take your number down. I'll call you after the show. All right, final segment coming up. Final chance to get you ready for the NFL draft. The Texans have been in the 25th spot before and traded for a player we just mentioned. What would it take for them to make a similar trade tonight? What player would it need to be to make the same trade they made just a few years ago when they were sitting at 25? That's next.